Next, a piano piece from Michael Connaughton, a poet from Howth and artist, watercolour painter, among other fine arts. Michael is very active in getting local poets and writers and authors to meet up, certainly before the lockdown. I attended an evening of poetry and music in Columbanus Hall in Howth. It's a small little parish hall, very close to the main Catholic church there. I think, is it a Catholic church? The Fork in the Road church, anyway, on the main street of Howth. It was a really lovely combination of music, some music by Michael, a father and daughter team of ukulele playing, as well as storytelling and poetry. And he's hoping to do the same this year. He wasn't able to do it in 2020. So he's put down a provisional date of Friday the 1st of October 2021 in Columbanus Hall. All things going well and everything kind of working out, you know, fine with an easing of restrictions. So fingers crossed. It's a free event and it's well worth supporting the arts around this local community of Howth, Bayside and Sutton and North Dublin really generally. So all are welcome. In the meantime, here's a short 4-minute piano piece. Thank you. That was the piano playing from poet Michael Connaughton from Howth. Michael will discuss in the second half of the arts program, the art show, his method, his unusual art of watercolour painting. He's a very talented artist, produces very beautiful abstract watercolour paintings. We'll also hear some spoken word poetry by Michael. And we'll finish off in the second half with some more piano pieces by Michael Connaughton. As well as Michael's piano playing, he's a gifted watercolour artist. And I got him to talk a little bit about the process of his watercolour art. I was going to ask you to talk about the actual paper that you use for the watercolour, for your art, for your watercolour art.
There it is there.
So, let's have a look.
Hold on, I get your sheet. Comes in this package by special delivery, and there's 10 sheets in each.
Okay. So
it says here
a watermark, Artistico Fabriano.
Fabriano.
So is it made in Italy?
Yes.
Okay. And can I just feel it on the corner?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, so it's quite stiff. Not too thick.
It's 300 milligrams, cold pressed.
Cold pressed. And can you hold it up to the light and we just see the watermark again? It's, I'm just seeing the, it's not transparent, but it's very, it is, it's quite light. And yet there's a bit of substance to it. It's not terribly thick or anything.
Yeah.
So what's the process of laying it down on the table and what do you do?
I blue tack.
You blue tack the corners.
In each corner.
Yes.
And lay down my palm onto the paper and above the blue tack. And I press it and I draw the energy from all the corners so that it's flat and it stays flat.
There's no bubbles.
No air bubbles or anything will take place. And then I do my wheeling or whatever, you know. I do my marks onto the surface.
So this is before applying water.
Yeah.
So you paint your colours onto the paper directly before.
I squeeze them out
from the tube.
The tube, yeah. It's like graffiti, really. And
yeah.
I'm thinking of calling it that, graffiti watercolours.
And then, when does the water come into it?
When I have it all tacked down on the table and I'm happy, I fill the sink up with water and I take two sheets of the roll there.
And what do you call this kind of roll?
Plinth.
Plinth?
Plinth roll.
And is this like a kind of a texture, a bit like tissue paper?
Yeah.
What do? You place that over the painted watercolour paper.
No, I dip it in the sink first.
Oh, yeah, you wet it, yeah, yeah.
And then I hold it up like that and come to the end of the table there. I'll show you. I've had it in the basin there and I draw it out and it's dripping wet. And
what do you call that paper again? Plinth?
Plinth roll.
Plinth roll.
Yeah, it's what masseuses use on
their table,
yeah.
On their work table.
I have that like that then.
Yes.
Down flat, and I do the necessary with the plinth roll. I hold it at the end, the top, and let it down slowly down until it's flat, and I squeeze out the bubbles and etc. and the folds. And try and get it as flat as possible so that when there is a drying process going on, there won't be a grip, as there has been in some of the pictures, like that one there. It's been a bad...
It sort of grips... It might grip onto the colours that you've set down on the watercolour paper.
Yeah.
And therefore it kind of... It sort of blurs or... what's the word? It sort of smirches or smudges.
Smudges.
And you don't want that. So if it's successfully not gripping the colours on the watercolour paper, you're able to lift it off, is it?
Yeah.
And what happens to the colours with the interaction with the water?
They dry.
But do they expand?
It takes about 6 hours to dry.
Maybe if you place maybe a blue onto the white watercolor paper, by placing the wet plinth paper on top of it and then lifting the plinth paper off it, what has happened to the dry blue dot, we'll say? What happens? Does it expand due to the exposure to the water?
Yeah. And there's no way I can control it. It's all...
It's like an ink blot.
Make-believe.
It's like an ink blot effect, And it does its own thing.
Yeah, but there's some pictures you should see how they've created themselves.
Can you show me?
Yeah.
Great.
Well, I'll bring up to the major room up here.
Because
it's full of beautiful stuff.
Let's go up.
I like this one.
It has a kind of a... It's very colourful. It's got a lot of blue and red, little darts of yellow. It reminds me of a Nesher, or has a kind of a... Do you know that kind of Nesher effect?
Yeah.
That's lovely, yeah. Almost like a kind of an organic kind of plant or something. It's very beautiful. It's basically, and this is the plinth. You haven't taken off the plinth.
I don't take it off.
Oh, you don't take it off?
No, I don't take it off.
Oh, I got you now.
What do you call this business here? Pinning
down. So the plinth sits on top of the watercolour paper and soaks up the image from underneath. I'm just going up the stairs here in Michael's house.
There are some of the most recent ones.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's like, it's got lots of movement in it, almost like fish, like goldfish.
Well, it's actually, it's just coincidental.
Yeah, and now we're on the landing.
Yeah, go inside there.
Into the front room, and we're looking at more.
And this is now 1990 work.
So 25 years old.
I need to staple it, that's it.
Staple it. Yes.
That's been done here. It's just that there's been, the light here has dried it more than it should.
Okay, yes.
And I have to work on it. Because
it's what I'm looking at is page of a watercolour paper. On top of it is stapled this plinth paper. Kind of like tissue paper, I would say. Would it? No,
yeah.
I just feel it here. It's very... very thin paper. The colours that you've painted or squeezed from the tube onto the watercolour paper, when you set the wet, saturated with water, plinth paper on top and staple it down, the colours do their thing with the water and spread out and merge and kind of combine.
They swim.
And then the gradual drying of the paper kind of gives it this tightness or tautness, gives it a kind of a skin and creases. I see what you mean by trying to smooth it out. So is this due to the drying?
Yeah.
It has a nice effect. Kind of it gives it character.
Well, nowhere else do I know of this work being done. So I'm a first. And at the same time, I'd say a lot of people would question the identity of such work in relation to watercolour painting.
It does its own thing in a way, apart from the hand that's created it. It's like another agent as well as the hand that's put it together, which is the water and the drawing.
Although Michael is quite a self-effacing man, quite humble and shy, he's very, very good at networking and drawing people who have literary or creative interests. He has been at the forefront of bringing people together for poetry readings around the Howth district, the Howth area. The parish hall beside the church there on Main Street in Howth Village, a hall called Columbanus Hall. Very nice, old-fashioned type of hall. He has a provisional date for October the 1st, Friday, October the 1st, next 2021. And it's an invitation for all poetry lovers or literary people, writers of all sorts and musicians as well, to attend and maybe give a reading of their work. So I'm trying to plug provisional date, Columbanus Hall, Howth, October the 1st, next. So I am near the end of the programme here. We're going to have another musical piece at the very end. But before that, I asked Michael to recite some of his own poetry. He's actually brought out more or less kind of like self-published 12 poetry books. And they all have a lot of his own art as book covers. And they're very, very pretty collection of books. He has a kind of a collection of the 12 books in one small tin volume, New and Selected Poems, 1987 to 2015. And I asked him to pick out some of the poems to read out loud and give the audience on Near FM a chance to hear his work. Take it away, Michael.
There's one there that I did notice, and I liked it a lot. Dog the Queen.
She's a woman who passed away, who was very, very intelligent, and she wrote one of the excerpts into my book, Dog the Queen. She was one of the Dagda, a queen princess of nobility. Her hair came down from centre head silver. The care of her tresses, cream off white, her stole garland and with pearls. Her refinements were natural. She moved around the circle of guests. I couldn't look for ignoring her. I did as my soul's lips called into her presence in the sharing of a box of chocolates, where she said, "Ladies and gentlemen," exhorting to her company, the woman in charge of pills and potions in her dispensary was not the same at the party. She wandered with sheer intent into her beautiful cowled dress, and sat the seat of half a woman in her refinement. She had me gobsmacked. I tried to notice, but each time my lowers would call my vision in nether region. For King had done his lot with children. Upbringing to the community, I was in awe as to why she never sat, but once in her seat, I shall remember her in this poem as one who Christianity gave me medications that morning when I was stealing limelight from her little shop on the high street. She and her sister made the night against all the perfunctory of acting roles. Her sister's son concocted to bring his genius and talents to the theatrics of the evening. Her sister is another queen, a matron, giver of food and drink, who received my solic offerings with a warm heart and a modest dress. My written knighthood was in trying to overcome when I couldn't relinquish myself well enough.
Who were the Dagda?
They were a tribe that lived off the southwest end of Dungarvan, near Helvic Head. And they lived like the Celts, but their prior appearance was there before the Celts. And they had all sorts of rituals and purifications and a lifestyle that would attract one. They're very colourful people.
That was Michael Connaughton reading from his New and Selected Poems, a poem called Dagda Queen. Don't forget that date anyway, provisional date at the moment. We're not sure how things are going to pan out over the summer, but fingers crossed we can maybe look forward to Friday, October the 1st, out in Howth Village, Columbanus Hall. Many poets and musicians. I was there a couple of years ago and it was really nice. It was a really nice way to spend an evening. So I'll finish off the art show with another piece of piano playing. I gave it a name, Finale. So Michael will play us out. So until next time, take care and thank you very much for listening. This is Near FM, John Connolt hosting the show. And look forward to seeing you again. Or look forward to tuning in again. So take care. Bye-bye.
that do the trick.
That's lovely.
I like playing that.